Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin. Avodah Zarah 70a. Pagination is 139. We'll start from the words Hahu Chamra, which is the middle of the line, about 9 lines down. Hahu Chamra de Yisrael, there was wine of a Jew. Dava Yosef Bevesa, that was inside the house. Dava Dayir Yisrael Bo'el Yona, there was a Jew on the upper level. And an idol worshipper on the lower level. And the wine is there. And under normal circumstances, we're not worried about the wine, even though it's in the idol worshipper's area. But there's a Jew in the building, and that Jew would report if anything happened. And therefore, this idol worshipper has a deterrent upon him that he's not going to uncover the barrel, drink from the wine, and cause it to be non-kosher. Someone would know. However, Shamu Kol Tigra, they heard the sound of an argument, and it was something very loud in the street. Nafki, so everybody went out of the house. Kodim Osa Oved Kochavim Achta L'dosha Ba'ape. Eventually, the idol worshipper went back to the house and locked the door. So now he is on his own in the building. Amar Rava, Rava said, Chamra Shari, the wine is still kosher. Meimar Omar, because we attribute the following reasoning to the idol worshipper. Ki heichi dekodem asoi ano, just like I preceded. I didn't wait for the end of the fight. I walked off and I came in. Kodem va'asa Yisrael v'yasev ba'el yona v'kachazili. Could be the Jew also already walked off and he's already upstairs and he sees me. So what we see over here is a fascinating concept of deterrent value. There is no Jew upstairs. It turned out that he was by the front door knocking. But during that critical time, when we weren't sure if the idol worshipper did something or didn't, the idol worshipper was under the impression, or at least he would have been concerned, that the Jew was already in the building. And therefore, even though there's no one watching, but the deterrent value is that someone could be watching. As far as he knows, he thinks someone's watching. And that's enough to allow the wine to retain its kosher status. Let's skip down to another case on this Amud. We're just beneath, midway on the page. The first word on the line is Osi. And then we begin. Hahu Yisov Avikachovim Dava Yosvi Ba'arba. There was a Jew and an idol worshipper. They were both sitting on a boat. And there was wine with them. Shama Yisrael Kol Shipori Deve Shimshi. The Jew heard the sound of the shofar indicating that Shabbos was coming. Nofak Va'ozal. So he disembarked and he went off to the Jewish community to observe Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava said, Chamra Shari, the wine that he left behind remains kosher. Why? Meimar Omar, because we attribute the following reasoning to the idol worshipper. Hashta Midkele Lachamre, he keeps thinking, now he's going to remember that he left his wine. Vahadarosin, he's coming any minute, and I don't want him to see me violating his wine. And he thinks that he's under supervision at any moment now, and therefore he doesn't do anything bad to the wine. V'imishum Shabbato, and if you're asking me, what about Shabbos? We know that the Jew is not coming back, because it's his Shabbos. So the Gemara explains, Ha'omar le'isi giyura, Isur, the person who became a convert to Judaism, but he was a non-Jew before that, and he had a good understanding of the non-Jewish world and the way of thinking. And what he told us, now that he's Jewish, he confided with us and told us, Ki avinon ba'ar mi yusan, when we were still not Jewish, Amrinon, I can tell you, this is what we said. Yehudai lo mitri shabbato. The Jews don't really observe Shabbos. De imintri shabbato, because if they really did observe Shabbos, kamakisi kamishtakchi bishuka, we would constantly be finding their wallets in the marketplace, because they're still standing after the day of work. They're still in the marketplace. And Shabbos comes, and they walk off, and they don't drop their wallets. So obviously, they're not really Shabbos observant, and therefore, the line of reasoning which the idol worshiper would take is that the Jew's going to come back for his wine, even though it's Shabbos. I'll ask me, of course he won't come back at Shabbos, he's not coming back. But the impression that these non-Jews had was that the Jews don't really keep Shabbos. Velo Yadu, the Gemara gives you a little postscript here, they're not aware, the severe lanik Rav Yitzchak, that we paskin like Rav Yitzchak, the Amar Rav Yitzchak said, Hamotze kis b'Shabbos, if a person has his wallet on Shabbos, there is a way for him to conduit it to the building. Malicho pachos midalad amos, he would walk it little steps and keep stopping and resting without going a full 4 cubits, 7 feet. He wouldn't go the entire distance until he gets it to a safe place near the house or whatever, someplace that's safe, that he would be able to leave it, and then he would put it down. But he would make sure never to do the malacha of hotza'ah, of an akira, lifting it up, moving it, and putting it down in a different location. He would always do just a little bit of movement. And we have this concept, if a toddler stopped walking on Shabbos and you're stuck in the middle of your walk, what are you supposed to do? So there are different solutions, but one of the solutions is that you pick the child up and you walk very short amounts at a time and stop and relax and take it easy. One approach is to hand the child one person to the next. Also, in short increments, whatever the halachas are, we could discuss them in Hilchos Shabbos, but they're solutions. And the reason there's such a solution is because we're worried that if we don't allow the person to have a solution for his wallet, he's going to end up carrying it straight away. And therefore, again, Hilchos Shabbos, maybe he's supposed to leave it there. But there is a solution for a person about whom it could be said, if you don't give him a solution, he's going to carry it. There's a solution for such a person. And therefore, even though they see Jews on the street right before Shabbos and don't see tons of wallets Friday night of all the Jews that discarded their wallets as Shabbos began, it doesn't prove that they're not a Shabbos observant. It's that they're relying on this loophole and this solution of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is that it's not a biblical violation, it's a rabbinic violation, and we're allowing it because otherwise we're afraid that you're going to carry it straight away. In any case, getting back to our topic, Issi Giyura explained to us the mindset of the idol worshiper is that the Jew would come back for his wine on Shabbos, because wine is very important, and they think he's coming back. And even though we know that the Jew would never come back for the wine on Shabbos, but that's their impression. And once they have that impression that he's coming back, that's enough of a deterrent value that the wine is not tampered with, and it remains kosher. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.